Shavua Tov, to my dear congregants and friends, I want to share with you my Dvar Torah from this Shabbat. It's amazing in this country how we transition from war to normal life. It was just on Thursday night, in the middle of the night, and we were told about a ceasefire, and suddenly everything's back to normal. Back to carpooling, and meals with friends, and coffee shops. I just want to reflect upon our tefillot, our state of mind at this moment. We just finished a war, Eid Milchama, and now we think about Eid Shalom, peace. And in this parasha, Parashat Naso, we read the final bracha that the Kohanim bestow upon the Jewish people, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. Hashem should grant you peace. Now there's something very interesting about this quality of shalom, of peace, which appears throughout our tefillot. Number one is that it's always at the end. It's always the last thing that we ask for. It's the last thing of Birchat Kohanim, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. So too, in the Amidah, it's the last bracha, Sim Shalom, Tova Uvracha, Chayin V'chesed V'rachamim. This is also true of the Kaddish. At the end of Kaddish, Oseh Shalom Bimromav God, the one who creates peace and harmony in the heavens, he should give us peace down here as well. And this phrase, Oseh Shalom, is quoted in the Kaddish. It's quoted at the end of the Amidah. It's in some versions of Birkat HaMazon. The end of Perek Kaftet of Tehillim, Mizmor LeDavid, which we sing on Friday night, Adonai Oz Lamo Yiten, Adonai Yivarech Et Amo Bashalom. Shalom is always the last thing that we ask for. But number two, the other piece that's interesting about shalom is that somehow we relate shalom to Hashem. We say in Sim Shalom, please grant us b'chol eit u'v'chol sha'a b'shlomecha. Hashem, give us your peace. Give us from your peace. Why do we relate the peace davka to Hashem? Now Rav Yitzchak Arama, in his commentary to the Torah, Akedat Yitzchak, he explains that what is peace? What is shalom? Shalom is when you have all the different elements ordered in a harmonious fashion. The world is filled and mixed with contradictions and oppositions. Shalom exists when everything fits in its place like a jigsaw puzzle. When you have all the right elements, but they're held together in the right fashion, and they complement each other, and they create some larger portrait, some larger tapestry, and everything has its role and place within the tapestry. And this is why shalom is at the end of all the brachot, because it brings everything else together. To be more precise, according to the Mishnah, Masechet Uksin, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Lo Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik Bracha di Yisrael, Ela HaShalom. Hashem found the best blessing that could hold everything else together. It's only shalom. Only shalom has the capacity to do this. You can have the perfect job, a beautiful mansion, cars, money, family, friends. But we know if you don't have shalom bayit in one's home, everything's lost. Everything falls apart. Same thing is true. You could be walking to the grocery store. And you're walking back from the grocery store and you have your plastic bag filled with eggs and milk and cheese and the bag rips. It's happened to all of us at some point in time. You still have you have all your groceries, but you're stranded in the middle of the sidewalk and you have no way of getting home. Shalom is what's machzik. It holds everything else together. It holds everything else in its place. And here in Israel, this is true as well. We have all the right elements. Startup nation, Tzahal, Kibbutz Galiot, Israel is a miraculous place. Yerushalayim, the Kotel. We have so many things going for us here. Coronavirus, we have vaccines for the coronavirus, and we have a very strong economy, and we have high tech, and we have amazing medical institutions and universities. But somehow we just can't seem to fit all the pieces together in some harmonious order. We have everything here to make things work, to be an Or LaGoyim, but we just can't fit it together. And when we look at the individual parts, we say, wow, mi ke'amcha Yisrael. I'm thinking right now of someone by the name of Yigal Yehoshua. Yigal Yehoshua, l'tzareinu, was killed in the riots in Lod this last week. Yigal Yehoshua was a tzaddik in his life, and certainly in death. He believed in coexistence. And when Arabs were rioting and bringing violence to the streets of Lod, he literally went out to the streets and said, "We have to take the streets back. And everybody knows me. No one, chas v'shalom, would hurt me." And unfortunately, he was killed that night on Lod just a few days ago. And what did he and his family decide to do? They donated 5 of his organs to save the lives of 5 different people in need of organ donations. One of them, in fact, was an Israeli Arab woman who received one of his kidneys. I mean, mi ke'amcha Yisrael, the individual parts are so unbelievable. Even every group, every miflagah in its own way has something to contribute. But we just can't seem to pull it together into one harmonious whole. Rav Soloveitchik explains on the phrase, Oseh shalom bimramav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amein, that peace, shalom, harmony, this is in fact a divine quality. It's a celestial quality. It's heavenly. It's not something that truly can exist in this world. God is able to resolve all the contradictions up in heaven. God is able to bring together different oppositions. But down here on this earth, we're incapable. And so we daven for this elusive quality of shalom and say, Hashem, bestow upon us some of the shleimut, some of the shalom that you create up in the heavens. But I think there's another piece here. And that is that if shalom, if this harmonious ordering is a divine quality, then it demands of us that we need to bring a little bit of that down into our world. And we need to see things from God's perspective. From a perspective that's perched above, some of our internal conflicts and divisions. We need to do our hishtadlut to see things from a heavenly perspective. And that means that we need to figure out a way to bring all the oppositions and contradictions and divisions amongst ourselves and our people and our government. We have to bring it together to create some unity. Every war, every crisis, every mashbar is an opportunity for tikkun. And perhaps this war was a wake-up call. We've been fighting each other during Corona times, Charedim and Chilonim, and that everyone's at each other's throats. And Hashem said, I'm going to give you this war here so that you come together as a people. Again, we don't understand this theologically, but perhaps this is a wake-up call that we need to see things from Hashem's perspective. We need to recognize how everyone in Am Yisrael, every individual, every group, every segment, every miflaga, every unit, every leader has something to contribute. And we daven and we pray that Hashem should bestow upon us this quality of harmony, of shalom. Oseh shalom bimramav, hu ya'aseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amein. And please God, let's get a government together. We need this for Am Yisrael, we need this for Medinat Yisrael. And we look to Hashem to help us, to guide us, to find our way and to bring a little bit of Shamayim, a little bit of heaven down to this earth. Wishing you all Shavua Tov.